episode 2763, The Power of Daily Routines.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy epic day. I hope you're having a fabulous week, and I hope you're ready to put yourself first. Sometimes it's very difficult to do that, but this season, it's a brand new season, right? Why? Because school is about ready to start. Summer is coming to an end, and fall is around the corner. I know, somewhat depressing, isn't it? But have no fear. You don't have to be depressed here. The Power of Daily Routines, I promise, is going to help you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, the power of daily routines sets you apart from those who live occasionally. Master today as you impact tomorrow. John C. Maxwell said this: you will never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. Now you might be thinking, why are we talking about routines? Well, why are we talking about routines? We've got school about to start, and some for us, like me, oh, it's already started. Now, college hasn't, but high school, oh yes, we're already there. And it's good to look at this season of life with a holistic approach. Don't compartmentalize your life as one thing here with another thing over there. You want to create a flow that propels you forward without draining you emotionally and physically. And so this really is a holistic approach. When you look at wellness, it's not about just fitness. It's not just about nutrition. It's not just about sleep. It's how you live your every single day. How do you wrap it all up and tie it with a pretty bow? And maybe you don't have a pretty bow right now. Guess what? That's okay. Because you can still have an incredible every day, even when you're in struggles and troubles. So to create that flow, let's start with the basics. A routine is a sequence of actions regularly followed, like a fixed program. We think about that immediately as what? Okay, well, my routine is my exercise routine, right? Maybe it's how we eat on certain days of the week, or maybe you follow a nutrition plan. Our minds immediately go to that. Maybe it's a bedtime routine. If you're a mom with young children, you have most likely a bedtime routine that you want to follow. And you can apply these routines to all parts of your life. You know, that morning or evening routine. You may have that Friday pizza evening routine. The cool thing is you get to set the routine, which establishes the habits. Now, before we get too far down that rabbit hole, because we could go there, consider the studies that show how people who do the same thing each day and have a steady daily routine, they tend to be happier than those who choose adventure. Now, these routines can be anything you want. Maybe you get up every morning and you have a devotional routine. You start with a particular scripture. Maybe you do some journaling, some verse mapping, and then you have some praise and worship time and some prayer time. Maybe it's your bedtime routine, like I mentioned earlier with the kiddos, or it could be an evening routine. Maybe it's family game night and you do certain things on certain nights. Maybe Wednesday night when you go to church. Maybe it's a writing or study routine. You're trying to write your book or you've gone back to school. I've talked to so many people that say, you know what, I'm going back for my second or third, even my first certification or my first degree. How incredible is that? But I want you to think about this. If you want to be successful, like the geniuses in history, have you ever read some of the masters of their crafts way back when? Yeah, you want to build daily routines. That's what they did. For example, Jane Austen wanted a specific squeaky hinge to never be oiled so she could always have a warning when someone was approaching the room where she wrote. Interesting. But that was her routine. She didn't want it to be disturbed. What about Tchaikovsky? He made do with a 2-hour walk but refused to return too early because he was convinced that cheating himself out of the full 120 minutes would make him ill. to each their own, but it worked for him. Charles Dickens, you know who we're talking about there, he famously took 3-hour walks every afternoon, and what he observed fed directly into his writing. Have you read some of his books? Makes sense now, doesn't it? Looking back, if only we knew when we had to read it back in school. For these gifted and talented individuals, a routine was not a luxury, but an essential part of their everyday. And that's what we're looking at here. What are your routines? Do you have any? Have you even thought about it? So why not take some pointers from those who have actually lived their dreams and achieved their goals? Why not choose to be happy in your everyday by establishing daily routines that serve your purpose and expand your vision? Oh, come on, you got this. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Establish daily routines. Because when you do so, you're neutralizing the fears of the unknown. Yep, that's it. You zap them out of there, which allows you to move forward without the apprehension of not knowing. Too many times we live in our fears. We live in the what ifs, the could haves, the would haves, the should haves. Why do we have to have all these haves? Why not have a whole? Establish daily routines. And, you know, I'm looking at it now. This week is the first week of school for us. And yes, I only now have one child in traditional school right now. He's a senior. Praise the Lord. We're almost there. And then we have some still in college and graduate school. But this week is kind of one of those things where we're figuring out a routine. And I'm not just looking at this week, but I'm expanding it to this month. I want to figure out what I want, because this is the first time that everybody's going to have their way of getting around and being able to make some decisions for themselves. And Mama gets to take over her life a little bit differently. No, I'm not an empty nester by any means. Of the 5 children, we still have 3 living here at home. And yes, we always have the other 2 that come back with many more, including our amazing little grandson. I can't talk about him enough. But in doing so, I need to establish daily routines. I have goals for my family life. I have goals for Create Your Now. I have goals for myself personally. I have goals for my children. They have goals, which in turn makes me have to work on my goals to help them with their goals. Do you see how it all goes around? So when you look at establishing daily routines, it really does help you in how you lead your life. It's like the adventure awaits without distracting anticipation. You don't have to fear anymore, but you can enjoy. So how do you establish daily routines? I want to talk about 3 different ways you can do so. Number 1, regulate your daily actions. When you regulate your daily actions, you neutralize the fight or flight within, which makes way for you to enjoy your day. Happiness can happen even in the craziness. I get it. We're coming and going all the time. Sometimes we don't know if we see forward or backward. Sometimes we don't see it all. And we're confused and we're like, gosh darn it, I just want to get through my day. We're just putting fires out. Every email that pops up, it's like not something else. Do you know what happened to me yesterday? Oh yeah, my air conditioning went out. No, not on the house this time, but on my vehicle. Seriously? We're still having 100-degree temperatures here. I cannot go in still to the end of summer into fall without an air conditioner. And so what does that do? Ugh, talk about that routine I was trying to figure out this week. No, it's not going to happen. Why? Because I have to make all these unexpected appointments that interrupt my daily routine. However, I can add flexibility in there. And that's how I regulate my daily actions, is I have that flexibility. And I set up times to be able to do the things that, well, come up unexpectedly, like no longer having an AC working in my vehicle. But that's okay. At least we had it for the vacation. So I'm very grateful in that respect, but not so much as in now, because yes, it's very hot here. And it's not fun when you're getting in the car and you're like, I need another shower. And then you get in the car again, you're like, I need the second and the third and the fourth shower. Anyway, that too is for another episode. So regulate your daily actions. Figure out what works for you. Look at the season of life that you're in. Look at your kids. Look at your family lifestyle. Look at how you volunteer in your community, at your church. Where are you showing up? What are your dreams and goals right now for this season? You need to look at your daily actions and say, okay, what do I need to be doing to take that one step every single day? And maybe it's just writing 50 words a day. Maybe it's 250 words a day, 500 words a day. Maybe it's, oh wait, I've got to make these appointments and phone calls to be able to figure out the track I'm on. So when I go back to school next semester, I know where I'm headed. What is it for you? Regulate your daily actions. Number two, dictate your day with conscious decisions. So you've got daily actions, which then require you to have what? Conscious decisions. You know what you know. But if you don't know, then you can talk yourself into what you don't want, which then becomes what you know. Are you confused yet? And that's not what you want, right? But there you are. So if you dictate your day by making conscious decisions, you have control. And as much as we don't want to admit, every human being on the face of this earth wants control, including a newborn. Why? When they're hungry, what do? They cry. And they cry until what? They get the food that they want. They're hungry. And that's the only way they know how to express it. We all desire control, and you can have that when you dictate your day with conscious decisions. And when you do this, also, you're not giving into your fears or impulses or what confuses you. So it's a win-win across the board. So regulate, dictate, and finally, number three, create. Create your mood with your habits. Some assume that moods are created from thoughts or stressors that throw us into a tizzy. But this isn't true per psychologist Robert Thayer. He emphasizes that moods are created by our habitualness. How much we sleep, how frequently we move, what we think, and how often we think it, to the point that it's not one thought that throws us into a tizzy. It's the pattern of continuously experiencing the thought that compounds the effect and makes it appear valid. Your thoughts are validation for what you believe. And when you do that, it creates a mood. It sets your mood. So create your mood with your habits. How do you want to feel and live every day? And what do you need to do in order to achieve that? Are you one who just wants to be sluggish and always down and fussy? Okay, well, create your mood to live that way if that's how you want to be. But I don't think that's you by any means. You want to be vivacious and energized. You want to be able to live that life that you've dreamed and dreamt of. Now, what that looks like exactly, you may not know, and the season that you're in may not be exactly how you dreamt it 20 years ago, but that doesn't mean you still can't have a slice of paradise. Create your mood with your habits. Ultimately, you want to be choosy. Mm-hmm. Remember the days of Red Rover, send your best friend right over? Do you remember that? Okay, that really does age me because I don't even know if they play Red Rover anymore. But it's an incredible game and one that, yes, you got to be choosy. You got to choose what you're doing, the actions that you take, the thoughts that you have, the thoughts that you repeat to yourself, the decisions that you make, and then the people that you have around you. So I want to challenge you today. How do you want to live your everyday? What does it look like? Do you want to battle against yourself? Do you want to sit there and be fussy all the time? Or do you want to say, you know what? Yes, this is where I'm at. I don't like it, but I can handle it. Do you think I like that my AC went out on my vehicle? No, but can I handle it? Yes. Guess what? I'm very grateful that we had it for the entire vacation. Can you imagine if it went out when we were traveling? I mean, yes, we probably could have gotten it repaired in a couple days, but then would we have had a vehicle? No. So then we're limited. Who wants limitations on a vacation? So yesterday was a reminder of I've got to be grateful every single day with what I have. How do you want to live your everyday? You get to decide. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. That doesn't mean that you get to do everything that's on your to-do list. That doesn't mean that you're going to accomplish and achieve everything all the time. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. But guess what? That's life. So keep cheering and keep running. You got this. It is an adventure worth living. You matter. But you also get to decide as how you matter. It's really incredible, honestly, when you think about it. You know, God created you on purpose for a purpose. So when you look at your life, look at it from a holistic approach, right? It's not compartmentalizing. It's not saying, oh, I'm going to fit in this part of the box for now. And then wait, in 2 hours, I'm going to fit in this part of the box. Now, yes, you can sit there and have block scheduling. That's not compartmentalizing. That's helping your what? Focus. That's for another episode. This is about how you live your life. You are one whole person. You don't have 36 parts to you. You can't sit there and say, okay, I'm married right now, but oh, when I go to work, I'm taking out that marriage part. Doesn't work that way, sorry. All right, so let's be realistic here and let's really dig in deep as to what is going to benefit you. So how do you want to live your everyday? Now, remember, I caution you, this can change from season to season. So be flexible and do what it takes to maintain order. What do you need in your life now? Like I said before, right? School is starting for us this week. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get everything down pat this week. And then I thought, oh, no, I'm not. Give yourself some grace, Christiane. You've got a lot on your plate right now. I have so many moving parts. I mean, we would be here for a couple hours if I literally went through everything that's happening right now with all of the kiddos, with me, with the business, with my husband, his business, with the house. I mean, we could go on. And that's not even talking about the weather or my air conditioning. So allow yourself that flexibility. Give yourself that grace. God extends it to you, so you too need to extend it to yourself. And then when you find that flow for the season you're in, enjoy it to the fullest. Celebrate it. Say, yes, thank you, Lord, for this. I'm so grateful for where I'm at. Yeah, I don't understand this part of the mess, but you know what? I can be excited about this part of it. And I must caution this, though. Don't let procrastination take over. Establish your daily routines and enjoy life more, even when you're in a situation or struggle. You can keep putting things off. You can be the best procrastinator ever. But don't do it. If God's put a nudge in your heart, pay attention to it. There is happiness to be found and joy to be found in your everyday. Create your now, master today to impact tomorrow. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.